Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Man, I ain't trying to get involved with y'all.
You don't get involved, I'm gonna knock your ass out too. Make a choice.
This says, when they thought they bagged a baddie, but I'm just a really depressed hobo who can hardly feed herself once a day. Never does her hair, cries 6 times a day minimum, lives off coffee and magical green substance. You know, and this is most IG models. Those women that you're lusting over, you know, on the internet, this is their life behind the scenes. And it's a complete shit show, I promise you. They make it look good for the gram, though. Long as they got them booty shots on the gram, they feel like they redeemed. Yeah, you see a lot of these sexy women out, and they look like a baddie, you know, out in public and on the internet. They look bad, in a good way. But then the more you get to know them, you realize they are bad in a bad way.
I know it's not rocket science, but it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out.
Oh, I agree with this 100%. And the reason for this is attractiveness for women is the prerequisite in dating. Men value looks way more than women do in dating and in life in general. Women don't value looks as much.
You lying ass bitch.
Yes, height and things like that. Yes, it's important. I've talked about my own biases with the halo effect and I use examples.
I actually think women care more about looks than men these days. Before, you know, in history, that would have been true. These days, I think looks come first for women. It's the bare minimum. A guy looking good and having a certain height and dressing a certain way is first and foremost. Men, we pretty much work with what we can get and take it from there. They take D from what they can't get and then just make themselves delusional about one day getting it. Top tier guys giving D to women that they don't want to be committed to is really what mess up the game for the average man. The problem is a 9 or 10 guy will F a 5 on a slow night. And now the 5 thinks she's settling for anything less than that 9 or 10 for the rest of her life. And that's what ruined the game.
If a man is physically unattractive or just doesn't meet the beauty standard, again, there's always outliers, but for most cases, he can overcompensate for his looks with money, status, humor, charisma. Because again, beauty in men is seen as a bonus, not a prerequisite.
Well, it's a bonus after 30 when she hit the wall. And she realized, okay, I'm not getting any of these tall chads to commit. So let me start to look for a guy who got money, charisma, and social status to commit, but he's kind of ugly. Maybe I could cheat the game if he a little ugly. No, even the ugly guy with money, power, status, charisma, and all that, he's not going to want you either. You ran through.
You're putting yourself out there and the world is now judging you.
I'm dirty. I'm disgusting. I hate everything. Pete Davidson, look how many women he's pulling. Why? Because he's funny, rich, and has status. And he's popular. That makes him even more attractive to women. Now, when you're unattractive as a woman, it's a lot harder to overcompensate for that. Because for women, it's expected of us to be beautiful.
No, men understand that most women aren't beautiful. And getting a beautiful, drop-dead gorgeous woman isn't realistic for the overwhelming majority of guys. And we know that. So like I said, we work with what we, you know, can work with. Whatever is interested in us, we work with. And the thing about Pete Davidson, once women start seeing hot women deal with a guy, then she's willing to deal with the guy.
The universe is literally trying to tell me something.
It's the prerequisite. You want to know how I'm right? I've asked men in particular about this specific topic. And all 4 of them said, I would rather date the broke pretty girl than the rich unattractive girl.
Well, duh.
If a guy had to pick between the two, and that's a great sample size, 4 of your friends. But yeah, most guys would date a broke pretty chick over a, you know, a rich, ugly chick. But I'm talking about how things play out in everyday life. If a dude only getting play from 6s, he gonna F with one of those 6s. You chicks will hold out. You chicks will have a one-night stand with a 9 and hold out for the rest of your life until you can get another 9. Install a whole family and life being started until you can get commitment from a 9. That's the difference.
You're gonna learn today.
And again, I'm not saying that all men are like this. That's the sad reality that a lot of women face. And then try being an aging woman on top of that and all the ageism you face. That's why, although there are women who benefit greatly from pretty privilege, when men have pretty privilege, it's seen as a bonus. It's seen as an extra thing for women. For a lot of women, looks is not the top priority.
Nobody feels sorry for women on this issue. 5 in 6 women have options. It may not be the options they want, but pretty much every woman in the world could have a boyfriend if she want a boyfriend at any point.
Somebody done told you wrong.
So no, we don't feel sorry for you about pretty privilege or whatever you're talking about.
It's not cool to not know what you're talking about.
Hey folks, we'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
As somebody that makes 100K a year, do you think that that makes dating easier or harder for you?
I think it makes it harder.
Why does it make it harder?
Because not everyone makes that much money.
And it kind of makes you look down on people if they don't make as much?
Bingo.
Well, it like raises a bar.
Yeah, she's going to try to reword it to make herself look good, but yes, it means she looks down on people. I mean, really, it's because they lack character. I mean, most people lack character, in my opinion, but especially women.
How dare you?
Anybody who thinks somebody is less of them based on how much money they make is a piece of garbage.
You are nothing but garbage, yeah.
And the crazy thing is, I bet she don't got $5,000 in the bank account. She's been making $100,000 a year for 5 years, probably, and don't got $5,000 in the bank account.
You don't know that.
And that's why she need a man. Even a man that work at McDonald's, who got common sense and know how to budget money. Honestly, if I had to make a list of all the reasons why a woman needs a man, money would probably be last on my list. This woman needs a man's mental, spiritual, and emotional, you know, guidance more than anything. If she had a man, one thing he could have advised her of is not to do street interviews for TikTok.
Raises your standards.
A little bit.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not the end all be all. So like if you make 80 bands, then okay. But like if you make 40, okay.
40K?
40K is a deal breaker.
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am, who the fuck do you think you are?
Look, anytime a white woman is talking like a rapper, it should be a huge red flag. 80 bands. Now, where did she learn that term from? I'm pretty sure a rap song.
10 bands. 50 bands, 100 bands.
You like, oh, the hood that ran through you, huh? Next.
That's a deal that's like, oh, absolutely not. No way. Under no circumstance.
No.
What if that was the only person who you connected with, though?
It's a deal breaker.
Still a deal breaker.
Yeah, because most women care more about a look and a status than they care about genuine connection. It's absolutely disgusting.
But you're making 100K. So if he's bringing 40.
Like, raise a family on 40.
Well, could you?
I've been living on 100 myself.
Could you on 140?
Yeah.
So, he'll bring the 40K.
But I can't live on 40.
But you have 100. So, you and him together would be 140.
If I'm on, like,
Dang bats! Don't be mad at them. Just realize how they're fucking dang bats.
I mean, she knows what he's saying, but she's trying to rationalize it where she doesn't seem like a horrible person, which she is. And she's trying to rationalize it so she doesn't come across as dumb as she knows she is. What she mean is, look, I make 100K and I go on trips and this and that. So my 100K in reality is 10K. Because after I pay my bills and get my hair done and my nails done and I go to the bar with my girls and I go on this trip with my girls, it's 10K. So even if she met a man who make 150K, his 150K is for the family and the bills. Her 100K is to stack and do what she want to do with. Never forget that.
When guys complain about gold diggers, it's tricky because to us the solution is so obvious. It's like, if you're worried about gold diggers, I have an idea. How about just date women with their own gold? I don't know, maybe.
No, it doesn't work like that. Men with money don't want to date boss chicks who make a lot of money. They're too difficult to deal with. They don't want to get on a man's program. You know, they're hard-headed, they're aggressive, they're masculine. Nice try, though. Nice try.
Stop dating 18-year-olds that need a Kickstarter campaign just to eat dinner. Maybe just date adults.
Nope.
With jobs. I don't know.
No. No, I don't think I will.
My nigga.
Now look, I wouldn't do this. Like, you know, I would hop out. I wouldn't call myself a SIMP. Or hey, maybe I am. Now, I wouldn't have my lady out in the rain, putting gas in the tire. But hey, she might be a strong, independent woman and say, no, babe, I got it. Maybe she wanted to do it. We don't know. So whoever recorded this video, mind your motherfucking business. And the guy in the SUV looked like a well-put-together man. This woman got all type of trashy tattoos on her ankles and stuff. Look, he's doing her the favor, probably. So it's the least she could do.
That was cold-blooded.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street? Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.